I was a kid when I first heard this verse, and I understood that using bad language was wrong. But I also thought that saying only yes and no would be pretty boring. Plus, was anything beyond yes and no really demonic? That seemed to be a little overboard for me. Why would Jesus issue such an extreme warning? I had to be missing something. Sometimes reading one of Jesus' teachings is like looking at a body of water. Just by looking at the surface, you can tell a lot. Rivers, lakes, ponds, and oceans all look different. But you will never know how deep the water is until you wade into it. The same is true with Jesus' teachings. You read them and say, I know what that means. But if you sit with them, holding his words in your mind and heart, the words will reveal an entirely new depth. The words of Matthew 5:37 are a good example of this. Simply let your yes be yes and your no be no. This verse is about integrity. Integrity means trustworthiness or consistency. A steel beam has integrity when it can be trusted to hold up a roof, even when the roof is blanketed by 2 feet of heavy, wet snow or is pounded by gale force winds. In the same way, our lives have integrity when our values, decisions, words, and actions hold up under pressure. Circumstances will change, but the character of people of integrity doesn't change. They live their yes in Christ, who they are in Him. Every other decision flows from these essential wellsprings of the soul. Jesus confirmed this in the Gospel of Matthew. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The Gospel of Yes. When you accept the yes of Christ's redemptive grace and respond with the yes of faith, everything finds its rightful place. Your life finds order, meaning, and the right fit in your community. Finally, you can relax in who God created you to be. If a decision doesn't serve your yes in Christ, then the response is no. You throw it out. Looked at in this light, your yes is indeed yes, and your no is no. Anything other than that is out of bounds. Since only your yes in Christ serves your purpose in life, anything else is not of God. It's demonic. In Philippians, Paul wrote of his longing to know Christ and nothing else. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having righteousness of my own that comes from the law,